The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, July 10th, 2012, and Presidential Release number 407. Garrick Scott, who is President of the National Federation of the Blind of Georgia, proudly announces that his daughter has had a grandson named Julian King Solomon. That is to say, she's had a son. He has a grandson. I may have misspoken there. And consequently, he is so proud that he can be a grandfather, and he behaves and appears as if he is a grandfather. So you can call him Gramps the next time you see him, and you can join him in the joy of the pride of being a grandfather. And congratulations to his daughter and her husband. Elizabeth Lee Riccobono was born to the Riccobono family, Mark and Melissa Riccobono, on June 3, 2012. It is a delightful thing. This is the third of the Riccobono children, and Melissa and Mark are so very pleased and proud, and I've had the joy of holding Elizabeth myself, and she screamed her head off when I did it. I am sorry to have to tell you that we have had in the last few months several of our members who have served in the presidencies of their states die. Joey Stewart died in the middle of June. She was, for a long time, the president of the National Federation of the Blind of the District of Columbia. She was a staunch Federationist during most of her life. She joined the Federation decades ago, and she continued working in the organization up until the early part of this spring, so I am sorry to have to tell you of her death. She was a splendid lady. Art Dingus, who was our president in the NFB of Arizona and who remained an active member through his life, also died in early June, and I'm sorry to have to tell you of his death. Frank Lee, who was president of our Alabama affiliate for many years, died in May. Please keep the families of Joey Stewart, Frank Lee, and Art Dingus in your prayers. We had a magnificent convention last week in Dallas, Texas. It was a little warm in Dallas, Texas, but it was warmer still, apparently, in Maryland. So it was great to be in Texas, and a great lot happened during the course of the convention. Much of what I will be discussing on this presidential release will also be contained in the notes and reports from the convention, so you will observe some of it as we get to various parts of convention reporting. But I wanted to bring some of it to your attention. To begin with, the Travelocity Company has been working with us diligently on making its website and services accessible to the blind. And while the report was happening from Travelocity at our convention, the person who spoke to us said that there is a promotion that Travelocity is offering. This is a tremendous discount on a trip that would give you 3 nights stay in a hotel in Florida and 4 days of vacation there. I believe that that's what it is. And in order to get it, you have to sign up for it before September 4th. The promotion code that you use for checkout is NFB2012. So if what you want is to get yourself a vacation, then you can get it if you sign up before the 4th of September. I'm not sure, as a matter of fact, as I think about it, that you have to go to Florida. You just get a discount on a 4-day, 3-night vacation stay someplace if you use the promotion code NFB2012. Since we had the last presidential release, we had a tremendous decision in a case that came out of New Jersey. A blind child, Henry Miller, or Hank Miller as he is known, has been wanting to get Braille, and his mother has been diligently trying to get it from the school system and has met resistance at every possible place where Braille could be taught. We got a huge decision from an administrative law judge saying that the law says that there's a presumption in favor of Braille, and consequently, Henry Miller gets it. We are going to be using this decision to try to encourage school districts throughout the country and to encourage the Department of Education to recognize that the presumption in favor of Braille, which is written into the law, really means what it says. And we're going to be working hard at that, but if you need a copy of this, let me know, because we can get one to you. It will show at least one substantial interpretation of the law, which says that Braille is the default. If you want to get Braille, you have a right to it, and the school districts can't turn you down. We have been working, as you know, on H.R. 3086, which is the Fair Wages Bill. We've been trying to get people to understand that being a part of the American scene means you have a right to the protection of the law, and that just because you should happen to possess a disability doesn't mean that the law shouldn't apply to you. The Fair Labor Standards Act was adopted in 1938, and the Fair Labor Standards Act said that there shall be a minimum wage in the United States, but it exempted people with disabilities from the protection of the law. And we are trying to get that provision of the Fair Labor Standards Act repealed. We have 82 co-sponsors so far on our bill. We have 48 organizations that have signed on as supporting organizations for H.R. 3086. Because the people at Goodwill Industries would not talk to us, we've been trying to get a meeting with them for a long time, and they say that some of their sheltered workshops pay sub-minimum wages, but some of them don't, and we haven't been able to get substantive conversation with the people at the management level who can make decisions because they stiff-armed us when we tried to talk to them. We have called for a boycott of Goodwill Industries. We called for this on the 7th of June, and we're getting a good deal of support for our boycott of Goodwill. Lo and behold, after we called for the boycott and after we had publicity about it, then some of the folks over there said that they would be able to talk with us after all, but they said they couldn't really discuss and they couldn't really negotiate about whether or not they were going to support fair wages for disabled workers in sheltered workshops. So we're at the same place we were. In other words, the boycott goes forward. We are working hard to get members of Congress to support 3086. We are working hard to get organizations to support H.R. 3086. We are working hard to get people in business to say that they do not tolerate subminimum wage payments and that they won't buy from people who do and that they won't contract with people who do. This is a continuing effort. There have been many reports dealing with the Fair Wages Bill and the work that we have been doing to get fair wages for people with disabilities in sheltered workshops throughout the United States. It happened a lot at the convention, and you will hear a lot about it in the August-September Monitor. In the meantime, just as we were getting prepared to go to the convention, the Department of State announced that it was making a sweetheart deal with Amazon. It said that it was buying book readers from Amazon as a sole source contractor. Apparently, it doesn't know about any of the other book readers, and it said that it was going to put them in libraries all over the world. It said it was going to buy 35,000 of them. It said that nobody but Amazon could bid. It said that it was going to distribute these inaccessible Kindles to libraries with books loaded on them about the importance of the United States and how people could learn about democracy. Well, we object to this because it violates the laws of the United States. And we sent a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and we asked that the Kindles not be purchased. And we said that there should be accessibility built into all of the products purchased by the United States because it's a good thing to do. And furthermore, it doesn't violate the law. And we said that there are other possibilities for buying book readers that provide accessibility. And we said that this kind of an application for purchase was not just a violation of the law, but a violation of our moral rights in the United States as disabled citizens. So we'll see where that goes. So far, the bid has not gone forward, but so far also we do not have the plan of the State Department to build accessibility into what they buy. In other words, they haven't said that they're going to obey the law, but we're still after them. All of that happened before the convention, and it is reported in convention matters that will also be reported in the Monitor. Before the convention last May, there was a ceremony at the White House. This is the Champions of Change ceremony. One of our members, Henry Wedler, often known as Hobie, has put together a camp for education of blind kids in chemistry. This is a California experience. It's modeled after our science academies that we run here at the national headquarters of the Federation. He was recognized for his substantial work in providing education in technology and mathematics as well as science. He is recognized as one of the champions of change in education by the White House of the United States. So congratulations to Henry Wedler. We have had a class on video description here. One of the things that is happening is that many, many more of the activities that are presented in educational settings are being created as videos, and they are being put on the internet, but a lot of them are not described, and consequently, we are being prevented from having the education that occurs in the video area. And what we're doing is we're trying to get blind people to be involved in this. One of the things that happens is that when we find that we need description, we tell people how we need description. And so we are trying to become part of the video description movement so that we can get description of the videos in the educational space that we need and that we can store them on the internet and then share them with each other. We had a class about this during June. It was a very good class, and I think we're going to be changing the nature of what has come to be video description throughout the United States using this method. In addition to that, our Newsline program, NFB Newsline, has had two significant changes since the last presidential release. One of them is that we have developed an iPhone app that we can use to get Newsline, and more than 1,000 people have signed up for the Newsline app already. If you want it, you go onto your App Store with your iPhone, or you can use an iPod too. You can download your newspaper on your iPhone or your iPod. Anil Lewis, who serves here as one of the people in our Strategic Initiatives Department, was appointed by the President of the United States to serve on the Committee for Purchase from the Blind and Other Severely Handicapped. This is the committee that deals with all kinds of contracts that are awarded to sheltered workshops throughout the United States, and it determines what products are going to be purchased by the United States being made by disabled people in these workshops, and it supervises that activity. Having Anil Lewis on the committee will undoubtedly help to get the rights of disabled people recognized in the sheltered workshop industry. He will be sworn in as a member of the committee, which is a federal agency, on Thursday, coming up in 2 days. So congratulations to Anil Lewis. Here is an announcement from Micah Baugh, which says, the National Federation of the Blind will be partnering with Groupon in a national campaign to promote Braille literacy. The campaign will run from Wednesday, July 11, until Wednesday, July 18. Proceeds from this campaign will benefit the Bell programs occurring in various affiliates. To participate, you can purchase a Groupon online and encourage your friends and family to do so as well. Each Groupon is worth $15 and provides one bag of Braille supplies to a Bell student. For more information, or if you have questions you wish to have answered about the campaign, please contact Micah Baugh. That's M-I-K-A, and it's B-A-U-G-H at 410-659-9314. Extension 2371, or you can send an email to mbaugh@nfb.org. Another announcement from Micah says, many employers sponsor a corporate giving campaign. If you know that your employer sponsors a giving campaign, we need some information from you. The NFB will reach out to employers directly to be included in the campaigns. You can contact Micah Baugh at the national office to provide this information. As I said earlier, her information is telephone 410-659-9314, extension 2371, or you can send an email to mbaugh, M-B-A-U-G-H, at nfb.org. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some endings here. David Maurer, a fellow I know well as he is my son and the son of Patricia Maurer, says, what did the hat say to the necktie? You hang around, I'll go on ahead. Or what did the freezer say to the fridge? I'm cooler than you. His mom, Patricia Maurer, says, when the golf club went into the bar and asked for a drink, the bartender refused because the golf club was a driver. Carolyn Barron, who works here in our library, says, all men make mistakes, but those who are married find out about them sooner.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.